This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there as well, including getting involved in the conversation. You know, you got to pick up my new book. One of you will buy it. No, I'm just kidding. There have been quite a few sold. But, you know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it up on Amazon. You can find it up on my website as well. You know, it's all those politically correct conversations that you're afraid to have, you don't want to have. You can see how I'm having them. Seriously. And I give you some ammunition that you can work with when you speak to other people about it. Look, you know, you white guys, why are you so afraid to talk about abortion? Why are you so afraid to talk about same-sex marriage? Why are you so afraid to talk about the lunacy of the left? I don't get it. And it's not that you have to be in somebody's face. It's not that you have to call them all kinds of names. Not that you have to be nasty about it. But you definitely can be, assertive about it. You can definitely be sure of what you're saying. You can definitely, you know, come out and let people know how you feel and give them something to work with. I believe I do that in the book. I really do. If I don't, I'm sorry. I apologize. You can write me a nasty note. But I believe I do that in the book. If you want to go, you know, Amazon's another place. If you head up there for it, they let you flick through the pages. So if you want to see what the book is about, you want to see the table of contents and that kind of stuff, I think we'll be on the same page. And don't tell me I'm preaching to the choir either. I had somebody tell me I was preaching to the choir. You'd be surprised how many people that you think are on your side, that you think the same way you do. And I'm telling you, you're going to be floored to find out they don't. You're going to be floored to find out that they don't approach things the same way you do, even though you think they do. I had a friend of mine I thought he was a staunch conservative. I thought we thought alike. I thought we were on the same page. Till he told me he was voting for Bernie Sanders. I'm like, really? Seriously? Where did that come? I mean, how many hits off the crack pipe did you have to take to come up with that one? Seriously.
Seriously.
I mean, come on. Give it some thought. So anyhow, it's one of those things where I sit there and say, you have to make your point known. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. It'll be the best $15 you ever spent. Seriously. And it helps keep us, and for those of you who hate commercials, helps drive down the commercials. Now, one of the guys that we love to dislike, Al Gore. And, you know, if you don't think, if you're one of those people that say can't get any worse, oh, please don't wish that on the rest of us. Yes, they can get worse, okay? Al says that the Electoral College is thwarting our ability to battle global warming. That's right. And the funny part about it, I know what he's saying. His belief now is because of Donald Trump, there's no way. And the people that Donald is appointing to some of these seats. That's the other thing about you Dems out there listening. I got news for you. Stop saying that Trump isn't appointing or looking at the people that you like, okay? Or the people that you think would be right. See, all the people you thought were okay, were right, they were voted against. I don't know if you caught that or not. Especially after today. I don't know if you caught the fact that we don't want the same old. We don't want the Al Gores of the world telling us that everything we do. I mean, you know how crazy California is? They're gonna fine farmers for how much gas their cows release. This is the state of California. Forgive me, because there's a lot of people here I love. It is the cesspool of the country. Look at all the stupid things that we do out here. And you know what? I blame you. Forgive me. I have friends that are Democrats. They've been Democrats all their life. And they come up after this stuff hits, and they go, what happened? You happened. You voted these boneheads in. In California, there's a law in the books, and bless God, there's a friend of mine that's trying to get it. You know, he's in the legislature. He's trying to get it turned around. He's trying to get a bill out there. But basically, for all intents and purposes, even though the bill isn't written this way, but they're sneaky up there. You don't feed your kid the way the state thinks you ought to feed your kid. You force your kid to go to church. You're giving them homeopathic fixes, supplements, whatever, for health. So if you don't educate them right, as far as the state's concerned, you don't feed them right, you don't give them the proper medication the way the state feels it should be, they can take your children away from you and put them in foster care until you agree to do it a different way. Now, isn't that perfect? What does that sound like to you? Does not sound like a free society to me. But this is California. I mean, we're crazy for being here. But it's getting worse here. And then the bill about how much the emissions of the cows? Are we serious? Those are the kind of things that people talked about sitting around the room in the field after they smoked three or four joints. And they go, look at all this brown air. Look at all the cows. Must be from the cows. Man, pass the bong this way. I mean, seriously. I'm sorry. We'll get back to Al Gore. But he was part of that team. I bet you he was sitting there smoking a dope along with the rest of them. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Listen to the real side. And yeah, I am already gone. Some people will tell you that anyway. I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if I can get this to play. And I'll get to Al Gore in a minute, I promise you. But this California thing has got me so teed off. I want you to hear these California lunatics. And I do mean lunatics, talking about new bills to protect immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're illegals. See, my beef even with the people that have been here, oh, you've been here for 20 years. What have you done to try to get legal? Have you done anything? And not only that, you don't have to become a citizen. Get a green card. Become a legal resident. How about you do that? That way we can track you, you're here legally, you're paying taxes.
California wants no expedited removal without due process.
California what? State? you boneheads, the 70 you sending in a picture, or all of us? Please, be specific.
No mass deportations and no more bigoted rhetoric.
What is bigoted rhetoric? Calling somebody... So if somebody says to me, knowing I'm Italian, look, give the paper or give the card or give the whatever to the Italian guy sitting right. You can't miss him. He's right there. Okay? But what is it? Is that bigoted? Because I don't know what these words mean anymore. They throw them around. I'll be nice. They throw them around. And they don't mean the same thing after a while. They mean absolutely nothing.
President-elect lays out a mass deportation strategy on national television, vastly overstating the number of undocumented immigrants in the United States.
Look at Trump said it's 3 million. There's more than that. There's more than that in this state of California alone. Right? Even the government, the federal government, agrees that there's 11 to 12 million illegals in this country. I think it's closer to 20. So what do these guys think? See, again, you guys on the left, just because you say it doesn't make it true. You can't even get on the same page with each other. This mantra of there's not many of them, you're going to rip families apart. No. Trump specifically said if you're here, you're committing, you're here criminally to begin with if you haven't checked in, if you would. But the guy that shot the girl in San Francisco, he'd been released, three times? Caught and released? He should have been sent back to Mexico. You know what they should do with these guys? Here's my plan. Instead of trying to fly a plane in there and trying to get the Mexican government to work with you, here's what I would do. I'd get one of them parachute planes. You know the ones where they have all the guys lined up, right, with the hook on them? You're already laughing. You know what I'm going to do, right? I would put a parachute on every one of those guys, and I'd put it on with zip ties so they couldn't get it off. And every one of them, I would go deep into Mexico and push them out of the plane, one by one. Okay? Yeah. I don't care. Deep in, all right, close to the south, whatever. As long as they're within, right? And I would make sure that chute deployed in the whole nine yards. That's what I would do. And that way there... They can, once their legs get healed or whatever, you know, because they don't know how to jump out or what have you, they can go ahead and walk all the way back up again or get on top of a train. If the Department of Homeland Security wants to call me, there's my idea. I'll help you with that.
Who have committed violent crimes. He is confirming our worst fears. California celebrates diversity.
Okay, so diversity. How about legal diversity? Can we do that? Can California celebrate legal diversity? Would that be too much to ask for? See, the loons, the words mean nothing anymore. Anything they could do to possibly get one, but it didn't help you guys. The votes didn't help you guys, did it? I truly believe in the state of California. See, if you took the California loan out of the equation, Hillary got snookered. Right? But I saw things go down in this state. I got phone calls from things that were going down in the state of California. Two Hispanic guys and an Asian guy going down a strip mall, knocking on the doors and telling people to come to vote at the end of the strip mall. And you ready for this one? You ready for this? It didn't matter whether you were registered to vote. Didn't matter. So what do you think that means? Right? They probably had a list of dead people. Here's your name you're going to use. Here's your name, because you don't have to show ID. And it's what's funny is in the recalls, she won nothing. Nothing worked out for them. Have they figured out yet that the cheating is not going to work anymore? People have had it. They're done with this garbage. They want an open and fair election. Well, they'd be asking for too much, maybe. I don't know. All right. I'll get the gore. Anyway, Gore says the Electoral College is thwarting our ability to battle global warming. If you ask David Brearley, is this Brearley? Whatever the heck his name is. Brearley plays a critical and entirely accidental role in the climate change because of his position as chair of the Committee on Postponed Parts within the Constitutional Convention of 1787. While drafting the U.S. Constitution, the convention left several sticky questions to Brearley's committee. such as the manner by which the U.S. presidents would be elected. Barely and the committee were stuck between two different choices, election by the U.S. Congress or election by the voting public. Thank you, Jesus, that they didn't leave it to the Congress, huh? You know, the big problem that our founding fathers made, they trusted us. I'm serious. I'm not joking. They trusted us. And you know what the funny thing about it was? They knew we would screw it up. They didn't want to leave it up to man, but these guys probably couldn't think this deviously. That's why they couldn't fill some of these holes. The committee opted for a middle ground solution, electoral college that would vote on behalf of the citizens, which would be populated based on the number of congressional seats assigned to each state. It is this solution, brilliant at the time, that leads us to Barely's legacy on the climate change. Because over the course of the last 200-plus years, the Electoral College, which provides for stronger voting power per person in more rural areas. Let me repeat that. The Electoral College provides for stronger voting power per person in more rural areas in less populated states. Which means the major cities don't get all the power. Now, they've elected four U.S. presidents who clearly lost the popular vote. 1878, 1888, 2000, and 2016, two of those elections have occurred during the period in which we have known about the causes and impacts of carbon dioxide emissions and climate change. In both cases, the impacts of those elections have very likely had profound impacts on actions because George W., that's right, George W., he was not interested in climate change, apparently. He probably, like me, didn't understand it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. And you better be, come on, guys. Let's work. We got Christmas coming down here. Let's try to do a little bit more on the American-made side of the world. That would be great, getting some of our people back to work. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I know it's almost impossible to do. A little research. Come on, you're behind your computer all day. Get that stupid smartphone in your hand all day. Find some American-made products you could buy. Something that'll help. Don't you think? Anyway, before I get back to my global warming, yeah, it's funny because what do you guys said? You know, in the Facebook feed, it's true. They've changed this thing. We did a show. We do the show over and over again on Earth Day, which I always love because, see, if you're religious in the old days, if you were a prophet and you predicted something and didn't come out, we were able to stone you, legally stone you to death. And so that was kind of cool because every single one of the things they said that was going to happen on Earth Day back in, I think it was in the early 70s, right? Every one of them did not come true. Every single one of them. Because New York was supposed to be under, what, 8 feet of water, 12, 15, 20 feet of water, whatever it was. Ridiculous. You wouldn't be able to live on the first two floors of any building. I mean, a third of the world was going to be wiped out because of famine, because there wasn't going to be any rain. I mean, I can go on and on and on with this stuff. And somehow, forgive me, because I don't know if your kids really, your kids believe this stuff. Well, they're your niece's nephew's kids. Come on, look at me. My kids, none of my kids believe this stuff, but for the most part, it's the age of my children. It's their generation that are sucking this stuff up, and then the millennials behind them. But they don't care about all this other stuff that they've got wrong in the past. Yeah, well, the global cooling will change the global warming. Neither one of those fit. Climate change. Can't nail me on anything on that, right? Probably the most definite maybe you've ever heard. I mean, think about it. So it's nuts that we've allowed them to get away with this. We've allowed them to create the narrative. That's why you've got to buy my book. I'm telling you, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it up on Amazon.com. You can find it on my website. But here's the deal. You need to be ready. You need to have the ammunition. Do not spew the party line. Do not spew the church line. You need to be ready to answer these people. Whether they like the logic or not, you need to be ready to answer them. Michael says in Detroit, three districts that had more voters than people registered. No kidding. This is not news. Not making fun of you, but it's not news. We had this happen everywhere. We've had it happen in California. You know what I mean? You've got people going in. We found out in California, you can show up, you can have your license, you can show that, you know, you own the vote. This is your vote. This is what you... And if somebody's already voted for you, your vote's not going to count. You can prove who you are. They won't allow, I mean, your vote won't count. We just, the Mayans had it right. I keep telling people this. In 2012, they said the world was going to come to an end. Well, let's just say they forgot one word. The sane world was coming to an end. Because I think in the middle of the night, the globe stopped. It started spinning in the opposite direction. Everything was wrong is right. Everything was right is now wrong. Just nuts. Back to climate change in the Electoral College. So anyway, the reason they, because of the Electoral College, what they're saying is Bush got in, and he wouldn't really get into this whole climate change. Look, we could enter in all the agreements we want. You know, it's, everybody gets that little kumbaya moment. Everybody's happy and feeling good about themselves. You know, you get into these agreements with other countries for clean air. Who's going to check out China? These are the guys that just stole a drone from us. Who's going to go over there and go, okay, we're going to check your plants. They're going to report on their own, right? Just like the Iranians are going to report on their own as to whether they're shooting off rockets, doing anything with the, plutonium, right? No, seriously, come on. So we're the good guys. We pass all the Clean Air Acts and all that other crap. We live to the rules, and nobody else does, and nobody else gets hurt because the UN is the one that is supposed to issue the sanctions. It's not going to happen, right? Who's got veto power? The Russians, the Chinese, and the Americans. You really think that the Russians, the Chinese, or the Americans are ever going to get penalized? We will, and we'll pay it because Obama will cut the check. Then Al Gore went on to fame and with a Nobel Prize for his work to raise awareness of climate change. We cannot, of course, rewrite history to see how Gore presidency would have helped. It wouldn't have helped. Are you nuts? He would have put more money in his pocket. These guys leave gazillionaires when they leave the White House or what have you. It's just nuts. Al Gore, my God, no comment. Anyway. He seems to believe that he would have worked hard to pass meaningful initiatives against the reluctant Congress. Right? I mean, nothing would have changed. Really, nothing would have changed in him. Now, in atmospheric carbon dioxide terms, the 8 years of the Bush administration represents the rise from 370 parts per million... 385 parts per million as a result of global emissions. Global being the key word here. That's about a 13% rise in carbon dioxide since the days of Brearley and about 0.15 degrees centigrade average global rise in temperature. They keep talking about how the rise in temperature has been over thousands and thousands of years. Where are they getting the numbers? I mean, what did we do? Was there a temperature guy 1,500 years ago that I didn't know about? That I never learned about in school? What do you want to call him, a temperologist? I mean, really, seriously. Where do these numbers... Nobody can ever tell me where these numbers come from. And since Trump doesn't believe in this stuff, they're petrified about it. You know, I'm not suggesting... that we take all the pollutant devices off of cars and stuff. I realize that there are emissions that come off of there. We should have clean air for our kids. Notice I said clean air. I didn't say anything about global warming, cooling, thawing, whatever. Because I don't believe in all that garbage. I really don't. I don't believe it's man-made. Okay, I believe it's a natural cause of the earth, or cycle of the earth, if you would. I don't believe for a second. That it's man-made. Anyway, I don't want to do those. I want to do this one. So, you know, Mr. Obama came out this week, and he talked about how what a great they claim that the U.S. has got a stronger and it's more respected across the globe. Now I say this, you guys think I'm joking? I'm serious. How many hits off the, remember that Tootsie Roll thing? How many licks off a Tootsie Roll to get to the middle of the Tootsie Roll thingy? Right. I want to know how many hits off a crack pipe you have to take to actually believe that statement. Because there's people who believe it. I want to know what they're smoking and how they get to that level. Now, Colonel Oliver North came out, was just floored by this. I don't blame him, do you? Right? And he immediately starts calling out the media outlets who failed to challenge the president on his statement. They're not going to challenge him. They love him. They worship at his feet. They're not going to do anything to make the Obamas look bad. Besides, they're probably still afraid of him and the Clintons. Right? Obama says the USA is stronger and more respected than 8 years ago. Now, for those of you who have not been in a coma for the whole 8 years, you know that statement's delusional. But no mainstream media did anything about it. The utopian Obama-Clinton-Kerry foreign policy was a disaster. No question. Total disaster. Our allies no longer trust us. Our adversaries don't respect us. And I've been saying that on the show for years. Right? You know, when you have an ally, when you have a friend, they have to know you have their back. We don't have anybody's back. We don't even have our own back. Our allies can't trust us. Our enemies laugh at us. Because we can draw the red line all we want. He's not going to do anything about it. Russia thumbs their noses at us all over Europe. They have become so strong in Europe. Mark my words. The Europeans aren't looking to us to protect them anymore. You really want the Russians protecting Europeans? Anyway, we'll talk more about this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do a little rapid fire. I know. You love that one, don't you? I don't do it on purpose. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Buy my book. Buy my book. Did I say buy my book? Buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy can be found at Amazon.com. You can find it a whole bunch of places, including TheRealSide.com. We're talking about the utopian environment that Mr. Obama says we live in now. And again, I say, with all due respect to the president, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take? And maybe it's a different kind of crack, I don't know, to come to that kind of conclusion in your head. You know, so Obama says that the USA is stronger and more respected than 8 years ago, right? We already know he's delusional. They don't trust us. Our allies don't trust us for sure. Our enemies don't respect us at all. Russia's taken over in Europe and the Middle East, where we were always see, that's what gave us our strength, is we outnumbered allies. When Moscow hacks, Obama says, didn't you think that wasn't that great the other day? Obama comes up to the podium and says, Russia needs us to cut it out. Oh, I'm sure Putin went, oh my God, he wants us to stop. Let me stop right now. Quick. You know, get my hackers on the line. You must stop. The president says he doesn't like these. So Putin delivers high-tech SAMs to Iran and the U.S. complains to the U.N. I mean, this is how this guy deals with things. This Chicago, he grew up in Chicago. He's a Chicago thug. Excuse me. Let me apologize. He understands how Chicago thuggery works. Use a little of that on Putin. Russia's aggression in Ukraine and threats to the Baltics are met with empty and hollow threats. There's no consequences. There's no, you do this and we're going to do that, or we're going to cut off this, or we're going to stop doing that. The Chinese build armed bastions and airstrips off the Philippines. And Obama whines about the, not about the security threat, not about what he might do to the Philippines, no, about the ecological consequences of them building those islands. Are you following this? Tell me crack isn't involved. Beijing orders a snatch and grab of a U.S. Navy unmanned submersible, and Obama files a diplomatic protest. In the Middle East, the legacy of the... You know, pick up the phone. I'd say, we know where your subs are. You get my drift? In the Middle East, the legacy of the Obama administration is genocide, a horrific refugee... It's just amazing what you see happening in the Middle East, and we're getting the blame for that because we didn't support our allies. Whether you think we should be there or not has no bearing on this. Either you support your allies, you don't. You're either a team or you're not. Now, when Obama made his grand apology tour, utopian, you know, Arab Spring speech, remember in Cairo in June of 2009? Syria had 23 million people. Today, 12 million people have been displaced, 400,000 killed, and 1.6 million wounded. Glad to see the world is a safer place, Mr. Oblamo. The Syrian civil war, Obama bug out from Iraq, the rise of ISIS, the invasion of Iraq, al-Baghdadi's caliphate, the overthrow of the Gaddafi, global spread of radical Islam to 38 countries. Why? Because instead of, as Mr. Bush put it, a kindler, gentler America, Obama wanted a weaker, more cowardly America. And look what it did. In South Sudan and Yemen, millions more innocent civilians are being driven from their homes and left to die out in the desert. Clear. And the Obama administration takes responsibility for nothing. None of this is their fault. It's either the predecessor. Now what he's saying is that the rhetoric of Mr. Trump is what's causing all this uproar. No, the uproar has been going on, Mr. Obama. Maybe you're just coming out of your high. The Obama administration, right from the start, seemed to be prepared to do whatever was necessary to make sure that Tehran got a nuke deal. They won't. They think they're safer now. I mean, he's like walking through a fire, you know, a tunnel of fire, saying there's nothing wrong. There are no flames. It's a figment of your imagination. We're safe in here. In NATO, ally Turkey, what is it? Tayyip Erdogan? I know, I never say the Erdogan. Whatever. You know who I'm talking about. He's dealing with Moscow and Tehran and putting NATO's southern flank and the U.S. base at risk. Iranians with help from North Korea and the $1.4 billion, what do you want to call it, settlement, ransom paid. They're building nuke weapons at a faster pace than before. Now they got the money to pull it off. Right? And they were buying more planes to be able to ship more bombs or take more bombs over to the Palestinians. But Obama doesn't want to see any of that. None of that means anything to him. He wants everybody to work out their problems. We've been propping them up and helping them for years. He just wants to pull it out from underneath them. And I'm going off topic here, but I'm furious at the fact that when you sit down and think about everything that that man was willing to do to help everybody but Americans, it has to infuriate you. Going to help the refugees, going to help the illegals, going to help send their kids to school, going to help give them the medical they need. Doesn't care whether they're here illegally or not. Doesn't care whether they're safe or not. None of that matters to him. Help the other countries that are Muslim-based that hate us. pouring money into them like crazy. Our vets are dying in the streets. Our vets are dying in cardboard boxes. Our vets are having to wait 7, 8, 9 months to get medical care. If he cared as much about our vets, he would have opened one of those military bases like he did. He opened several, not one. He opened several for the onslaught of the illegals coming over the border, our southern border, last year. Bringing them in, giving them medical, giving them clothing, I'm thinking to myself, really? Really? Like a true socialist Democrat, right? You know what? He was writing checks that his bank could cash because his bank was our bank. No, absolutely no understanding of the money. If he thought it was a good cause, it was a good cause. Period. End of discussion. This is just so wrong in so many ways. And you know what's going to happen. If you conservatives don't get off your butt, some of you I know can't stand Trump, but if you don't get off your butt and push back on your friends, on your local news sources and stuff like that, this is going to be a 24/7 assault on Trump and conservatives for the next 4 years. You ready for this? That's why I don't care if he has a Twitter account. I wish he had 15 Twitter accounts, okay? And he can go off as much as he wants to because, what did you tell me today? 17 million followers or something like that? Somewhere around there? Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, so he's got 30 million followers between Twitter and Facebook, but he tweets like crazy. So just say he's got 17 million Twitter followers, right? And exponentially because you've got people that will retweet his stuff. So he's going to reach 22, 23 million people. Every one of those media sources don't hit that many people. Come on, think about it. He's going to get messages out to them. He's going to keep, well, you know what the media hates? He's going to keep them on their toes the whole time. He's going to have them start playing defense instead of him always having to be on defense. That's what I would be doing. I would be poking them to the point where every time they got up in the morning or they dreaded getting up in the morning and looking at their Twitter feeds because they figured he was going to poke them again. That's what I would do if I was him. He's using the new median. He knows how to do it. He needs to, in my humble opinion, he needs to keep doing it. I think he should make these people so uncomfortable they don't know what to do with themselves. That's just my personal opinion. And you need to keep them doing that. You also need to keep them doing that. Look, Comey slapped down Obama. This guy is so delusional. The FBI said the Russians, right, that the Russians didn't have the influence or didn't hack the systems like Obama would like you to believe they did. So I don't know, again, it's going to be up to us to change this. It's going to be up to us to stay on this. It's going to be up to us to make sure, I won't say that we keep these guys honest, but we definitely make sure that we make it very uncomfortable for them not to tell the truth. So I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, responding to some of my stuff. And please, please, please head up to the website, head up to Amazon.com, either one of them. Buy the book, Ramblings of a White Ring, Right, blah, 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 blah. You never know I wrote it. Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Thanks so much for being with me. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day.